This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Contrary to impressions that might have been given here and elsewhere, corporate performance in this crisis is not uniformly terrible. Just today, Twitter reported a spike in daily active users. Kraft Heinz reported higher revenues. Comcast had a not great report, but did benefit from a lot more people signing up for broadband internet, stuck as we are at home. The reality of this economy right now is that some companies are just going to do better than others. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
Increased demand for food staples means higher sales for companies like Kellogg's, which today reported stronger than expected earnings. John Stanton teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University. He says people are stocking up on foods with long shelf lives. Think those Nutri-Grain Grape-tastic breakfast bars.
If you get panicky and you say, oh, I don't know if I can get to the store that often, I'm going to buy more of these products, you're much more likely to use them up. And when you go to the store, you buy them again.
Whether we keep buying Pop-Tarts and Eggo waffles after the lockdowns are over, well, Nick Rossolillo with Consensus Financial thinks we might, at least for a while, as people develop new buying habits and sales stay elevated.
If you're driving to the Grand Canyon, you have to go up the mountain first, and then you go back down the mountain, but you settle onto this high elevation plateau. I think that's what sales for a lot of these staples companies are going to do.
It's not just food companies. Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Netflix are also seeing some benefits from folks staying at home. Facebook said yesterday its ad revenue has stabilized, and Daniel Ives at Wedbush Securities notes that Twitter today reported growth in daily active users.
They could be a net beneficiary, even though there's definitely headwinds in their business.
More users, sure, but the company also disclosed that ad revenue dropped 27% from March 11th to March 31st as the pandemic worsened. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.